not rejected, reserved. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. The book of Judges, chapter 11, verse 2. The story of Jephthah, the son of a prostitute. He's verbally and psychologically abused by his brothers, and eventually he's kicked out of the house. One would ask why his father allowed this to happen to him. Why didn't he do something? Why would he allow Jephthah to be treated like this? But who knows? Maybe he just got tired of watching his mistake grow up right in front of his face, and secretly he couldn't stand him. I mean, after all, if not for living proof, and by that I mean Jephthah, Gilead's secret rendezvous with the prostitute would have never been known. It's a bit hypocritical, really. Why is the woman the villain here? If it's bad to be a prostitute, shouldn't it be equally bad for the men in demand of their service? Truthfully, prostitution cannot occur with one person, so they are both guilty of prostitution. The only difference here is that Gilead is a paying prostitute and Jephthah's mother is a paid prostitute. This is the hidden reality in this story. Both of Jephthah's parents are prostitutes. Someone's got to say it, and it might as well be me. Nevertheless, no one gets to choose their parents, and Jephthah is no exception. Dear Lord, help us to get back up when we have been put down, mistreated, and abandoned by the people we call family. Moreover, God, help us to understand that you are taking us through a process, and in the midst of this process, you will establish us, but only if we endure. The book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Lord, remind us that reaping is only for people who endure. But if we give up, all of the pain would have been for nothing. So ultimately, we have a choice. We can look back at this situation and smile at the fact that we overcame it, or we can look back and regret because we ran from it. Lord, we ask for your help today. Please give us the strength to overcome. A lot of times people feel threatened by our potential, and they attack us while the vine of purpose is in the very tender age of its infancy, hoping to block out any ray of sunlight that would come our way, or better yet, to pluck us up at the roots. We are not responsible for the decisions that our parents made. So what if your daddy is a criminal? Or what if your mother is a promiscuous woman? How does that affect the outcome? The outcome is up to you. Just know this. To put you down was their choice. To get back up is a decision you have to make all by yourself. Here's a piece I call Not Rejected, Reserved. I've been a struggler from birth, a purpose smuggler of worth. No one understood my pain. They only misused my gain. Growing up, I thought I was the black sheep, doing work while the others in the back sleep. It's really that deep. Every crack seeps. Been running for so long, it's like a track meet. Do you know what that means? Rejecting my black queens. For this purpose, I'm born and it attracts me. Family attacks me until I'm black screen. They want me out of the house and it's a fact, see? No one takes time out to understand me. The only thing I found is they demanding to get out of their way and its pertinence. Don't even have a say in their inheritance. This is the real world and that's what really happens. But trust me, the wheel turns because someone's really mapping. Destiny will turn your sorrows into laughing. And that's when his wheel turns. Tomorrow, they'll be clapping. Because they need you more than they know. They will deed you more than they owe. For the very simple fact that you're special. Someone said in the back until it echoes. I've been through my toba, like the man Job. Now they're calling me a king and I got my own robe. My name's on the back. Yes, my name's on the back. Now I got a couple horses and my name's on the track. Cause I been through the hell and I brought some people out. The people shout. They want me as the leader now. So lead us now. They say come teach us now. For real just now, the same people wheeled me out. The deal is out and it's settling the realest doubts. Thank God for life's fastballs and potential curves. Cause at least now I know I'm not rejected. I'm just reserved. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.